WCCO, Steve Simpson here, and Dave Lee joins us here in studio, kind of early for Mr. Lee. Well, he's normally in the building at this time, but normally doesn't join us. But Dave has some news for us this morning that is sad news, I think, for all of us, anybody who's been around this part for even a little bit of time.
Yeah, and those in the radio industry all over the country certainly were this one of the greats of all time, Steve, as you know. Roger Erickson was everybody in CCO land's friend. Now, some of you grew up with him as your parents had WCCO radio on in the morning, certainly. And he, of course, was always proud to be the one to tell you that your school was closed on those winter storm morning warnings. Man, he loved that. He was also the one that was making your parents repeat a joke that they had heard on the radio that was more than likely from Raj. Well, yesterday, Raj passed away, and it was sad news to all of us who remain his fans and friends, but I can guarantee you today he would be front and center saying, what is everybody so sad about? No crying allowed. Well, it's hard not to, especially when you knew his genuine humility, Steve. I mean, this regular guy stuff was never an act. He was just that Minnesota kid that you thought he was, except I would say he was not regular. He was extraordinary. And nobody loved a one-liner more than Roger. This morning, you'll be hearing clips throughout the day from Raj and others, and, of course, many with his 50,000-watt on-air partner for so many years, Charlie Boone. So through the day, we're going to celebrate a life well-lived. And, of course, a big thank you to his wife, Margaret, who he always called Maggie, to his daughter, Tracy, and her family, and, of course, his son, Steve, who he was so proud of, who shared their dad with all of us. And so today is kind of Roger Erickson Day here on CCO.
No question about it, Dave. Thank you. We're going to have much more, as you said, throughout the entire day. In fact, a nice little audio tribute coming up here in just a few minutes that I know you have put together. So we'll have that as well here this morning. We all have, I guess, our memories. Of course, I've only been here for a few years, but you mentioned that there aren't too many radio legends like this all over the country. And
yeah.
Believe me when I tell you that when you come to WCCO Radio, and you meet Roger Erickson and Charlie Boone, as I did a few years ago, you were meeting royalty, radio royalty. And just to kind of give an outsider's perspective, if you will, let alone those folks who have grew up here since, 1961, I think they came on the air together.
Yeah, many of our listeners this morning remember Roger. He'd come on at 5 o'clock many times with Maynard Spies way, way back in the day. And that's where the Good Morning song started. We'll play that at 6 o'clock this morning,
indeed,
by the way. But he was just a great mentor. But Raj was always, you can't be sad. I don't remember a morning coming in here when he was in a bad mood. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
And then he'd have that cold hot dog every day about 7 o'clock. As you mentioned, too, around the country, he was well-respected, as he should have been. And when you met Booney and Raj, I'm sure you realized right away, boy, these guys are about as regular as they get. There's no pompousness. There's no arrogance. There's that quiet confidence they both have, but just really good guys, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we're blessed with you. You don't know in life who's going to be your mentor. And sometimes after a few years, you don't realize who has been your mentor. But Rod Erickson was a mentor to a lot of us, listeners and those of us in the building as well. So it's a great day to celebrate a really good guy.
And that's what we'll do throughout the day. Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Throughout the morning here on CCO, it is 5:14. As we mentioned, today we celebrate the life of Roger Erickson, part of the legendary team of Boone and Erickson here on CCO for 37 years. He passed away yesterday.
Thank you for being a friend.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Randy on hand. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, hello there. Roger Erickson here, along with Charlie Boone, and we're on with the party line. First portion brought to us by America White.
My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Hi, I'm Finn.
And I'm Gil.
And we're the only professional anglers named after Fish Park.
Yeah, that is correct.
Today, we are getting...
And now, Boone and Erickson bring lovable old Ma Gherkins, a radio soap opera for the 70s, today starring Broadway's Carol Channing. As we join Ma, she's in the office talking to Shuttle.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
What is it, Chief? Six-year-old kids kissing five-year-olds again?
No, that's bad.
I first heard Charlie that fall of 59. Charlie beat me by a couple of months here at CCO Radio. And I heard this guy on Sunday morning. My gosh, he sounds good. Wow.
Say, Raj, what's on the show for today?
Well, some terrific jokes,
yeah?
Woody sings, and the old-timer.
Oh, the old-timer.
Say, old-timer, you going to talk about the energy crisis today?
That's right. I bought one of those really small cars to get more gas. 40 miles to the gallon.
Wow, 40 miles to the gallon.
Oh, I tell you, it was embarrassing. I had to stop at three more gas stations than the car did.
This is a Bonius Ericus production from the seat of the Roman Empire.
Well, hi, anglers, and how's your jelly worm?
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
Boone and Erickson here in Orlando with an old-time piano to tell you about the new twins.
Mr. Boone, Mr. Erickson, your assignment will be an interview with Mr. John Houseman.
Oh, that's wonderful, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
Mr. Boone, Mr. Erickson.
The New Richland Heartland schools closed today. New Richland Heartland schools closed today. Also, Zumbrota, Minnesota closed. St. Clair, Minnesota. And Benilde in St. Louis Park.
Right now we are watching a classic, Speed Dial M for Murder.
What's that about?
Oh, it's about an hour and a half.
Boone and Erickson for Plywood, Minnesota.
You know, wallpaper is one of the...
Helen.
Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Helen. Come with me to Brainerd this weekend.
I can't.
And now, the adventures of the Iron Ranger.
This has been the Boone and Erickson Show. Boone and Erickson,
a legend within their own mind.
We just want to thank all of you for listening all these years and putting up with us. It's been such a great run. And to work with this guy, one of the most talented people in the world, I don't know how
I
can luck out.
A partner like Roger Erickson, how could anybody be so lucky?
I tell you, it's great. Thank you, everybody.
The listeners on CCO Radio are so great. And if you are good to them, as everyone here knows, they stay with you. I'm so proud. From now on, I speak to somebody who says, oh, you're Roger Erickson. Well, what do you do? I'm retired. Well, what did you used to do? I used to work at WCCO Radio.
Roger Erickson moved to WCCO from Stillwater, where he was on a WAVN radio there in 1951. Came here in 59, and just a couple of years later, he and Boone got together, and magic was made on the radio. Again, Roger Erickson passing away at the age of 89.